This is Darren Kuhn with the Masculine Journey podcast, where we search the ancient paths to find ways that God brings light into a dark world and helps set men free from the struggles that we all face on a day-to-day basis. Your Chosen Truth Network podcast is starting in just a few seconds. Enjoy it, share it, but most of all, thank you for listening and for choosing the Truth Podcast Network.
This is the Truth Network.
Gentlemen, the following contest is set for one fall. Introducing first, from Lithuania, he weighs 123 kilos, the Russian Nightmare, Nikita Koloff.
Welcome to another episode, Q&A with Koloff, the Devil's Nightmare. In studio with me today, got a special guy we just met recently, and but love this guy's heart and what this guy's doing. But Justin Reeder in studio with me today. Welcome to the Q&A with Koloff.
Thanks, Nikita. Honored to be here, man.
Well, it's great to have you here. And, you know, for let's just dive in for our listeners out there. They may not know who Justin Reeder is, and we just give him a little quick backdrop on who you are, your family, yeah. And tell us about yourself.
Ordinary guy, started a commercial cleaning company at the age of 20. Been doing that for 17 years. Married for 12 years to my beautiful bride, Jennifer Reeder. Have four young children, Jack, Josie, Esther, and Sarah. Grew up in a godly home. Gave my heart to the Lord at the age of 11. Felt the call of ministry on my life, but didn't really know what that meant or how that was going to play itself out. Thought it kind of needed to play itself out either by being a pastor or a worship leader or some type of missionary in a foreign country. But as I started the company, the Lord really started to show me that this was my mission field. This is what God has called me to do ministry with my employees, with my clients. And that really kind of shattered my paradigm and really opened me up to the understanding that when you have Jesus in your heart, it's all full-time ministry. There's no separation between marketplace and ministry. So I just encourage the listeners with that if you have the Lord in your heart, God has called you to full-time missions wherever he has you.
Regardless, I mean, you can be a nurse, right? You can be an attorney.
That's right.
Whatever.
In school, student in school. Your school is your mission field.
Stay-at-home mom, right?
That's right.
Two of my daughters are stay-at-home moms. They just stay home, full-time job,
very
raising the kids.
Very important work. That's what my wife does as well. We homeschool.
Yep. Okay. Yeah, I mean, so who, yeah, regardless of your chosen occupation, I guess we might say,
that's right.
You don't have to go to seminary and have a diploma on a wall, right?
Exactly. Yeah. And if you're a business owner, you think about it, you have your employees there for 40 plus hours a week. A lot of them might not ever step foot into a church service. Well, bring it right to them. And it just really starts with just loving people. It just starts with having a genuine, true interest in people, getting to know their family outside of the work context, you know, asking them, what are your goals in life? And really just pouring into people with a genuine care and saying that, hey, no matter how long you work here, if it's a month or a year or 10 years, I hope you're here forever. But if you're not, it's okay. I want you to leave better than the way you came. I want you to be a better father, a better husband, whatever it is. And so just a true, genuine care for people is what opens the door for you to be able to minister to people.
And so entrepreneur at age of 20, did you know at a relatively pretty young age you were not going to be an entrepreneur?
No. I mean, through high school, I found interest in, you know, going and starting some lawn companies and some car wash companies, and then started selling Cutco knives and always kind of had a side hustle. And school was not my thing. And so I was always trying to find something else to get into. School was definitely not my interest and was not my thing. I went to 1 year of college, but after that first year of college, I was like, man, I'm wasting my time here. I need to get to work. I kind of just fell into the company that I'm in now. My high school basketball coach was doing this down in South Florida, and he's the one that really turned me on to this business. But school was not my thing, and I enjoyed working, and so that's just the direction I went.
So true story. It was my senior in high school. I figured out you actually needed grades to get into college. Yeah. I'm like, wait. You mean my athletic ability? You know, my good looks and my athletic won't just get me in? And I'm like, oh man, like for real, right? Yeah. So I like cracked on my senior year and at least apply myself to my studies, even though I still, like you said, it wasn't really my thing.
Yeah.
You know, football and weightlifting was my thing. And but I will say this. I will, for the record, just in case you're wondering, I did actually graduate from college. So first,
good for you, man.
Yeah, first accomplishment. And once I got into, I was not thrilled about all those freshman stuff you had to take and all. But by the time I got into my majors, I really excelled. And actually, I think at the time I was only the fourth academic All-American at my college up in Minnesota, my senior year, and graduated. Cum laude, which I wouldn't even know what that, some guys just graduate, thank you, laude, right? Thank you, laude. But I graduated cum laude. So anyway.
That's great, man. You got it on the wall, right?
I got the diplomas. So, well, let me ask you this. Let me just shift gears here just for a moment too. So, well, for one thing, how can people find out more about your business? Based in Charlotte? Where are you based?
Started in Charlotte, yeah, but okay. We have locations throughout the Southeast. You go to superiorwash.com.
Okay.
That's the best way to find out.
Superiorwash.com, and it growing and expanding, I'm certain. So, all right, so let's shift gears here for a minute, because you also have a heart and a passion for something besides business and being an entrepreneur. Tell our listeners a little bit about that.
Yeah, so I had some business friends invite me out to our local abortion center back in 2012. And it was the first time I had ever been in front of an abortion center. We were actually, one of our largest clients is right across the street from where this abortion center is. And I never even knew this place existed, because it's at the very end of a business, the very end of the business park. It has no name on the building, which is exactly what Satan wants. He wants to keep it out of sight and out of mind. And I had no idea this place was in existence. Again, I've one of my largest clients right across the street, been at that place, I can't tell you how many times over a 10-year period, never knew this place even had existed, until these business friends, David and Jason Benham, I don't know if you know the Benham brothers.
I do.
But they're the ones that invited a friend of mine who brought me along to the abortion center in 2012. And when I stood in front of that place, my heart was just broken over what I encountered. Of course, I knew about abortion. I had heard about abortion. You know, you hear it on the news all the time, or you hear politicians talking about it, but it never was personal for me. It never was right in front of me, very real, until that moment when I was seeing moms pulling into with their cars, getting out of their cars, walking into this building. Some of them that I could see were visibly pregnant, tears running down their face, and just the reality of the brokenness that was in that place, and the reality of two heartbeats are walking in and one heartbeat is leaving. And just right behind that brick building, the reality of 20 to 30 children dying in that place. And I just started to ask myself, man, if this was an elementary school where 20 or 30 people are dying, this would be breaking news in a matter of seconds. FBI, SWAT, everybody would be running to the scene, right? If 20 or 30 kids are dying in an elementary school, it is national news in a matter of seconds. So I had to ask myself, do I really believe it's a life? And I know we kind of jump to the answer as Christians on that, but I'm going to challenge everybody, as the Lord challenged me that day, do I really believe that the value of the life in the womb is the same as the value outside of the womb?
It's good.
Do I really believe the value of the 12-week-old baby that's in that mom's belly that's walking into that place is the same value as a 12-month-old baby outside of the womb? Because if I do, then I have to live differently after today. And so I came to the conclusion that God sees zero difference between the child in the womb or the outside of the womb, and Scripture actually backs that up. If you look at when Mary went to visit with Elizabeth, you know, the baby leaped in the womb. Well, the Greek word for baby there is barephos. The very next chapter, when it describes Jesus lying in the manger, the baby lying in the manger, the same exact Greek word is used, barephos. So God's word calls the baby inside of the womb the exact same thing as what he calls it outside of the womb. Also, a few chapters later, when he says, "Do not hinder them, but let the little children come to me," When he talks about that, when he's talking about young children, he uses the same exact word, berephos. And so God sees zero difference between the child in the womb or outside of the womb. We just have allowed culture to tell us differently. And so God started to break my heart for what breaks his. And it was through that encounter that the Lord then birthed Love Life.
Love Life. And not only that, and I want to give the website for people to get more information on Love Life, but I'm also reminded of, you're talking about no difference between in the womb and out of the womb. How about this one? God says in his word, I even knew you before you were ever in the womb.
That's right.
And for those of you, go check out Psalm 139. I think it's verses 12, 13, 14, 15, somewhere in there. Go check out Psalm 139, and you'll see right up close and personal just how much God values life in the womb, outside of the womb, and even before you're ever in the womb.
That's right.
So Love Life. So God gave you the vision. You birthed Love Life. And how can people find out more about Love Life?
LoveLife.org. We started in Charlotte in 2016, but we've expanded to 14 cities across the nation. We're launching 5 new locations in 2023.
So it's growing and expanding across the nation. And you get churches engaged with what you do. So just to understand, so if you find out a young lady's pregnant and maybe even considering abortion, but there's the opportunity that she might consider life, Love Life is going to connect her like with a local church. What exactly is Love Life going to do?
Yeah, so we help activate the church to be ready for those situations within their body, within their congregation, but also equipping the congregation to carry that message into the workplace, to carry that message into their schools, so that we're really starting to see a culture shift where people see the church as a legitimate place to run to for help, where they're not going to be shamed or condemned or shunned or pulled up in front of the church, but they're going to be loved, they're going to be cared for, they're going to be mentored, we're going to throw them a baby shower. Now, it might have been sin that got them into that situation, but that child in itself is not sin. We want to celebrate that life. We want to celebrate motherhood and fatherhood and God's love for family. And so, yes, we help equip churches to be a house of refuge for people to run to instead of running to an abortion clinic.
That's amazing. And the website for Love Life?
LoveLife.org. And Love Life USA on all social media platforms.
That's amazing. That's awesome. Well, we'll and if you're listening out there, you're listening to Justin's story and what he's sharing, you know, please be engaged in prayer for what he's doing and for life itself. And so we'll continue to see a nation transform from taking the life of babies in the womb to bringing life into the world. So, well, let's shift gears here a little bit, Justin. It is the Q&A with Koloff, and we've had a great conversation here and dialogue, but just kind of throwing this on you maybe on short notice, but any questions you would like to ask the Russian Nightmare about anything, go for it.
I would love to. I know this is Questions with Koloff, but I know you also have a radio show called Man Up. Mm-hmm. And so I would love to ask you something in regards to that phrase, because a lot of people think, you know, over the issue of abortion, they think, you know, that's just a woman's issue and only women should be talking about that. But the reality of the situation is that the most influential voice in a mom's life is not her mom, it's not her pastor, it's not her doctor, but the most influential voice in her life is the father of the child. Mm. And so we actually say that we believe that abortion is more of a man's issue than it is a woman's issue. If men were standing with the moms, then they wouldn't even consider running to the abortion clinics.
Right.
If they were simply saying, hey, I know this was an unplanned pregnancy, but we're gonna figure this out. I'm gonna stand with you and we're gonna work through this. And so from a man up perspective, I just wanna ask you, what would be your charge to men in this culture around this issue? What would be your challenge?
I think it's a great question. I think you bring up very valid points that if men actually embraced an unplanned pregnancy, let's just say that's what it is, an unplanned pregnancy, and that they would stand up, man up, You know, the whole idea of the radio show. I do a 1 day conference intensive called the Man Up Intensive. Good wrestling friend of mine, buddy of mine, Lex Luger, and I do a whole camp called Man Camp. That's a deeper dive for guys. I tell them the Man Up Intensive, it's a few hours together, and although it's great information, you know, it's the appetizer. And if guys really want to dive deeper into their manhood and their masculinity, whether it's abortion or being a husband or father or just a man of God, then they're going to want to consider coming to the camp. I will tell you this. I don't think I've ever told this story before ever. On more than one occasion at the camps, abortion comes up, the issue of abortion. And in this respect, have you ever been involved? Or guys will say, I have been involved, right? So it comes up. Here's the coolest thing that happens. Let me tell you the greatest thing that happens there when this comes up. For one, typically there's the asking of forgiveness and repentance for not for whatever role, whether they drove her there, paid for it,
right?
So whatever their participation in it, if they've had, so there's the opportunity to repent and ask for forgiveness and taking the life of the unborn child, right? Proverbs says one of the things God hates, it's an abomination to him, is the shedding of innocent blood, right? I equate that to abortion personally. But here's the coolest thing. Once they've done that, then I ask them to search the heart of God and to ask the Holy Spirit whether it was a boy or a girl. And so about 100% of the time that we've done this, God tells them.
Amazing.
Whether it was a boy or a girl. And then the last step, the last caveat to that is I said, ask God what his or her name is.
You're listening to the Truth Network and truthnetwork.com.
Nikita Koloff here, and I am excited. Did you hear the huge announcement? The big announcement. Well, maybe it's a minor announcement. Anyway, Facebook, go look up my new fan page, Nikita Koloff Fans, and like it and follow today.
If you would like to support Koloff for Christ Ministries, for a gift of $25, Nikita will send you his two CDs, Adoration and Declaration. For a gift of $50, Nikita will include his book, Wrestling with Success. And for a gift of $100 or more, Nikita will include a signed copy of his newly updated life story, A Tale of the Ring and Redemption. Go to www.koloff.net. and donate today.
You're listening to the Truth Network and truthnetwork.com.
And to date, every single time, God gives them the name.
Amazing.
Right?
I love it.
And so my challenge to man, you said, what's my challenge? My challenge to man is to man up, whether it's whether you've been involved in something like that, or you're married, or you know, you have children. You're not married. You don't have children. I mean, manhood, masculinity is under attack in our culture today, in my view, that like never before, personally, in my lifetime anyway. And so I can see why God put it on my heart to do really focus on men's ministry, whether it's through conferences, camps, or breakfast or dinners, or, you know, tonight I'll go speak at a men's dinner. And it's to challenge men to really step into their role and walk as God desires and really would define them to be a man, a godly man, and live a godly life with a biblical worldview, not define manhood the way the world defines it.
That's right.
So that's my challenge.
That's so good, man. I love it. And I've heard what you just said many times of moms and dads that have come up to me and they said, yeah, I know my baby is a little girl and her name is this. And it's amazing what God does when you ask him, right? And so I love that challenge.
Because look, I knew you before you were ever in your mother's womb.
Yeah.
So it's not like he didn't.
Doesn't know. Yeah.
It might be unplanned for you.
Right.
But it's not unplanned in the mind of God, in the eyes of God, because he knew every single child before they were ever in a mother's womb. And so anyway.
That's right. Yeah, and I just want to encourage those that are listening. You know, the statistics tell us that 1 out of 3 women will have an abortion in their lifetime. but it's also one out of three men, and we don't typically include that in that stat, right?
Right.
But it Correct. Is. I mean, either you participated.
Takes two.
That's right. Takes two.
Last time I checked.
That's right. Yep. I don't know how deep we want to go on that in the show, but but it takes two. But we don't typically say it's one out of three men, and I think it's important that we start saying that, because there's a lot of men that are struggling, with unforgiveness, or they're struggling with this weight that they carry. And so I just want to encourage those that are listening, if you are a woman or a man and you've had an abortion in your past, it's not the unforgivable sin. Repent and turn to Jesus, and he will heal you and set you free.
Listen, I'm going to tell you one more caveat to this. So in our last camp, so we had a guy, he said, I'm not sure if it was mine or not, right? Because, she slept around, right? Let's just be straight up with it. He said, I'm not sure. But he still wanted to repent and ask for forgiveness, right, of God. Whew, wow. And he's on his face before God, and he's just crying out to God. He's asking for forgiveness, and he's repenting. And I said, ask him if it was yours. And he just uncontrollably starts bawling, uncontrollable. And God had revealed to him that it was indeed his. It was, in fact, his.
Wow.
And then went on to give him the gender, male or female, and the name.
Incredible. And
so powerful, right? Yeah. So, this is the heaviest Q&A I've ever had here.
God wants to bring healing. God wants to bring healing.
It's all good.
He wants to bring healing. And I think that's the thing that, we hinder people from healing when we don't talk about it.
That's right.
And so by bringing it into the light,
that's right.
We're just telling people that God wants you to be free. He wants you to be free. And so turn to Jesus, repent of your sin, cry out to the Lord, and God will set you free. We have post-abortive Bible studies, if you're interested in that as well, lovelife.org. It's called Restored Life. We will confidentially connect you with post-abortive Bible studies for men and women to help you get set free and healed, so then you can help set other people free.
That's awesome.
And we really believe that people that have walked this road are like the Navy SEALs of this movement. So don't let Satan lie to you and say that you don't have a voice and you have nothing to do in this work of life, of the life ministry. No, I believe you're the Navy SEALs of the movement.
Everybody has something they can offer.
Yeah.
So do you have one
I do.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we just met. So there's a lot we don't know about each other, but so this is kind of a question, but I don't want it to count as my question. How many do you have children?
I have four. They're all boys except for four of them.
Okay. All boys except for four of them. So you got four girls. Okay. So I got three girls. So perfect. This leads perfectly into my question. So I have three girls and one boy.
Okay.
So as a father of four young girls, tell me what you are looking for. Are they married already?
Fortunately, they are all off my payroll now. Yes. Yes. No, they're all finally married. Yes.
All right. So, my question was what you were looking for whenever you were handing them off to be married and kind of what that process looks like. But a second part of that question is, what does your routine look like as a godly man? Daily, weekly, it's something that I have great interest in. I have four young children. We're homeschooling, the craziness of life. As a godly man, what does your daily and weekly routine look like?
Two-part question, right? So when the girls were young and little, of course, the daddy-daughter dates. I mean, I was very engaged in daddy-daughter date on a very consistent basis, very involved in their lives, whether they had a school play or they eventually some became cheerleaders. One played softball and basketball. And so very engaged, reading them Bible stories at night, praying with them before they went to bed. And so just very, very involved in their lives, right, in their growing up years. And the hope was to model for them what it would look like when it came time to look for a husband for themselves. Would they want to have someone like their dad? And so in my pursuit of intimacy with my Heavenly Father and with my relationship with Jesus, I wanted to be Jesus with skin on as best to my ability and model what that looked like for them, so that when they eventually went to look for a husband, they say, I'd like to find somebody like my dad. And thankful that all of them have voiced that, which is one of the greatest compliments you could receive, right?
Absolutely.
And then pray Lord, bring a godly man mm-hmm. into their life that you would then confirm this is going to be your husband. And so those are my prayers.
Great.
as they were growing up and even now. And now the opportunity to pray with my grandchildren and model that for my grandchildren as well. And so I just try to, Colossians 1:10 is one of my favorite scriptures, and I pray it, now I won't say every single day, but starting my day, Colossians 1:10, for those who don't know, is, Lord, I pray that I hope that I'll live a life that is worthy of you today. Yeah. Or you might say one that honors you today.
Yeah.
And when I go out into this world, however I conduct myself today, it's going to honor you. Mm. It's going to be a life worthy of you. If I'm going to carry your banner, then I want to reflect you. Part one. Part two, I pray, Lord, that I can fully please you today through my words, my actions, my thoughts, even my thoughts, right? The words that come out of my mouth. Part three is I want to bear fruit for every good work. And the last part of that one scripture is, and grow in the knowledge of God. And right. So there's a daily, weekly, you know, I live what's called a fasted lifestyle. So I do that very often. Tied in with daily scriptural reading, intentional times of prayer, and even unintentional times of prayer, and then just try to model that to the rest of the world. So,
great, man. There's such a tack on the family today, and so just I think we need more godly men like yourself speaking out and, hey, this is how the Lord discipled me. This is how other people discipled me. These are my daily rhythms, my weekly rhythms. Again, there's such an attack on the family today. It's trying to destroy the family, pull us, our marriages apart, pull us away from our kids. I think some healthy rhythms really help keep a lot of things together. So thanks for sharing that.
Well, I'm going to one little last caveat to that, I'm reminded you're sitting here, and who else is sitting in our studio today? That one of the other things, I often say this, we all need a Paul, a Barnabas, and a Timothy in our lives. So mm-hmm. I've been very fortunate, actually interviewed him earlier today, a spiritual father of mine. He's been in my life for 25 years, 75 years in ministry. Just found out he preached his first sermon January 8th, 1967, and he just preached his 10,000th sermon October 30th, 2022. Mm. And incredibly seasoned man of God. Of course, my pastor, Jay Stewart, has been instrumental in, a Barnabas accountability kind of partner, so to speak. And then I mentor younger guys at this point now, like young Timothys, right? So anyway, that's been helpful on a very regular basis as well. So Love Life, give that website one more time.
Yeah, lovelife.org or Love Life USA on social media platforms.
And and then, of course, your business, it's easy to see why God is blessing your business, and it's growing and expanded as well. Justin, so great to have you in the studio today. Justin Reeder, God bless you, my friend.
Honor to be here. Thanks so much for having me.
All right. Thanks for tuning in to another episode, Q&A with Koloff.
This podcast is made possible by the grace of God and your faithful prayers, support, and generous gifts. May God bless you for your continual contributions. Go to koloff.net and donate today. Hi, Nikita Koloff. Be sure to check out the Man Up Show, now available on television, broadcast, and podcast. Go to MorningstarTV.com or the Truth Radio Network. Check out your local listings, or better yet, download the Truth Network app today. Nikita Koloff here. If you're needing to buy a car and have marginal credit and considering using Buy Here, Pay Here, that's worse than taking the Russian sickle. Winston-Salem Motor Cars will put you behind the wheel of a car you can rely on while helping rebuild, repair, or establish your credit score. Conveniently located on Silas Creek Parkway in Winston-Salem, be sure to check them out today at WSMC1.com because you are number one.
This is the Truth Network.